Hello, everyone. Ron and David here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for January 19th to January 26th and beyond?
There are no significant changes in the zodiac this week until we get to next Sunday, when Mercury will enter Aquarius.
One important feature of Mercury in Aquarius is that it will be combining forces with Neptune. Neptune has a special affinity with Aquarius because Neptune is a sympathetic planet, and Aquarius has a soft spot for the downtrodden.
The Mercury-Neptune connection will get a further boost in early February when Mercury stations within 1 degree of Neptune before it goes retrograde on February 6th. A planet is stationary at either end of its retrograde phase. This is considered to give the planet extra strength.
Mercury stationary while simultaneously conjunct Neptune sounds like something worth watching for its effects.
And even before that date, while Mercury and Neptune are together in the humanitarian sign Aquarius, we can expect expressions of concern for the disadvantaged in society.
Or just deluded ideas for how to fix everything.
All right. And since Mercury is the media, the fantasy quality of Neptune does not bode well for rational reporting.
Cue the mainstream infotainment media machine.
All right. Mars and Uranus are still opposite each other, but not so exactly anymore. By the end of the week, Mars will be at 27 degrees Virgo, and Uranus will be at 15 degrees Pisces. There can still be effects, but they're not as strong as during the past several weeks.
What is interesting here is that Mars gets stronger at the end of Virgo because it is in its own nakshatra Chitra, which Mars rules. Chitra is dazzling or glittering and is all about appearances.
Right, and that's just in time for the Academy Awards that are coming up, right?
Oh,
dazzling,
man.
And appearances in February? Okay. Jupiter and Venus continue to oppose each other while both are still retrograde. By next week, these two planets are nearly exactly opposite, therefore more capable of manifesting stronger effects.
Some of what we have seen recently in the news seems to be emphasizing the oppositional quality of this planetary pattern. Although Jupiter-Venus interactions usually produce indulgence and excess, the retrograde condition of both planets has thrown the significations of each against each other, such as court judgments, Jupiter versus Venus values. This has been especially true in the case of the same-sex marriage rulings lately.
Since Venus is transiting in the sign Sagittarius, it is in the USA chart's first house. Jupiter, correspondingly, is transiting opposite in the sign Gemini, which is the USA chart's seventh house. So we have the planet of wisdom and judgment, Jupiter, in the seventh house of partner countries. So wisdom and judgment coming from USA's partner countries, and simultaneously calling into question the personal values represented by Venus transiting in the USA rising sign.
We already got a dose of that from Israel earlier this month regarding our dealing with Iran.
Good example, Dave. We'll have to watch for more of that in the coming weeks.
Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. Now on to segment 3 of this week's show.